I get to the wedding and I had to put 87 fart pants. Hey, big fatty. I had to put 87 instead of 92 in my gas tank because that's all there was at that gas pump. And I was like 87 miles to empty. I still had 34 miles, I think, to go. He was 34. But I didn't want to put gas in there because I thought it'd be more or it'd be the same or whatever. Probably should have put it in there because it did cost more, which tells me that it was probably 92.
You can trust your car to the man who wears the star. He's the man best qualified to take care of your car at every Texaco station. Clean across the nation. You can trust your car to the man who wears the star. The big, bright Texaco star.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Hey, big fatty.
The man who wears the star.
Fart pants.
Yes. Well, hello, everyone. It is the fat one, and this is episode 4780. BFO for Thursday, the 4th of June, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. I'm going to tell you all about the day, and you know what that'll include. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty. We hear it. We hear it. Hello, cleaner uppers. Big Fatty, are you cleaning up your act? No. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're cleaner uppers today, because y'all, Big Fatty's having folks coming to stay at the villa. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, it's a gay country west, not spelled C-U-N-T, and his husband Tommy, and they're going to be here until Monday morning. They've got to get home to their pussy cat, and they'll be leaving crack of dawn. Big Fatty, doesn't that usually mean about 10 or 11 o'clock for Wes and Tommy? Yes, like I said, crack of dawn. And they're heading back to Hatlanta, or y'all, they're up there. They're up there north of it, Hatlanta. Y'all, they're in a, I believe they live in a town called Cumming. Big Fatty, how vulgar. No, it's got a G on it. But it is spelled C-U-M-M. I-N, and there's no apostrophe, and it's got a G. Big Fatty, thank goodness there's no apostrophe. You can say that again. Big Fatty, thank goodness there's no apostrophe. Music by Alex Lefebvre. It's true. Y'all, speaking of Alex Lefebvre, y'all, did you know he's written a play? Well, he's co-written. I think he's done the music part of it, but he's co-written, I believe they call it a collaboration. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, kind of like chocolate in my peanut butter and peanut butter on your chocolate. Yes, that's exactly the same kind of collaboration. But y'all, the play is called The Puzzle. Oh, Big Fatty, does it star Mr. Cackle? I don't think so, but Mr. Cackle may have a walk-on. I don't know. Anyway, y'all, you can vote for it. It's up for best stage performance, I think, over at it's up there in the for best of Columbia. That's not the country. That's the place where if the state of South Carolina were having a enema, you would insert the butthole hose. Ready? So y'all go over there and vote for The Puzzle. It'd be lovely. Be lovely if The Puzzle, if all that fit together. Oh, Big Fatty, I see what you did there. Okay. Let's see. Y'all, after after I spoke to you yesterday, let's see now, y'all, it was a quiet evening here in the hump day afternoon, but y'all, it was a quiet day here in the in the villa. Y'all, I scored 99 on the sleep score overnight. But y'all, I had I watched. Of course, I watched the CBS, not the CBS, the NBC Nightly News with Tom Yamas. And y'all, then I switched it over to the sports ball game. Atlanta Braves won. They won on Tuesday evening, playing again Wednesday evening. I'll have that on. Y'all, there ain't a whole lot. There ain't a whole lot of new stuff on the TV machine right now. So, thank goodness of the sports ball. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, like I said, slept like a baby. By the way, did you go look over there at the Wheel of Fortune puzzle that Big Fatty posted at noon yesterday over there at the BFO? Big Fatty, we did. Y'all, clearly, I'm going to have to get in touch with the old gals litigation team over at Dewey, Cheatham and Howe. There may be a trademark violation there. Big Fatty, you know all about violating trademarks. Well, I've had some experience there, but y'all slept like a baby. Scored a 99 out of 100. Y'all, in fact, woke up. Miss Gail King had already started, and she was having a hoot nanny. Something about some kind of Knickerbockers playing sports ball or something. I don't really know. Maybe somebody up there in the New York City. Perhaps that Lamont Cranston, secret man about town, or man about town, or you know, I don't know what his moniker is, but yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, there's some kind of Knickerbockers. I always thought those were kind of like short clam dickers for boys. Oh yes, Big Fatty, clam dickers for boys. And anyway, got up. Y'all had my breakfast. Y'all had the leftover biscuit from the Page's Oakry Grill, and on Tuesday night, and had my coffee, read the paper, did my puzzles, and y'all, it got into the 50s. It got into the 50s on Tuesday night. Y'all, I almost opened up the windows in the chamber, but y'all, it was still only going to be that cool that one night, and you know, it would take longer to cool the house back down and all that kind of stuff. So, but anyway, y'all got out. Y'all, it was absolutely gorgeous, I tell you. So I got out and I walked the outer loop of Fat Acres, and y'all, then I wanted to make a run to the Sam's Club before the Nip and I went to the Von's East, as we usually do. So y'all, I hopped in Earl Grey and I headed over to the Sam's Club. Y'all picked up some things at Fatty's. Y'all, we're going to have the Italian Mussolini spaghetti with meat sauce and meatballs. We're going to have a Caesar salad. We're going to have grilled vegetable skewers. A deluxe charcuterie board. Yes, Big Fatty, it'll be lovely. Y'all, by the way, today, the 4th of June, it's a day that Lurie Warbucks looks forward to every year. Y'all, it's National Cheese Day. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. What am I saying? So I went over there, I got Caesar salad, and I got some broccoli florets. I picked up some blueberry muffins to have. while Tommy and Wes are staying with me, y'all, I got some, what else did I get? I got, there were a couple other things, and they're just not coming to my, oh, I got some charcuterie board items, and picked up, some mushrooms, and, and I think that may have been it, but y'all, after that, I headed over to the petroleum portion of the Sam's Club, because y'all, I decided I was going to top off Earl Grey. And y'all, I'm happy to report that petroleum, the regular, you know, I don't put in ethyl or high test. The regular was $3.59 a gallon. Y'all, I still hadn't heard from anybody that puts ethyl in their cars. So anyway, Moose P beat me on the price this week. He posted a price of $3.52 a gallon. Y'all, Mr. Tim Kumal, you know, he's on that Mr. Tim Kumal show. Y'all, used to do Tim Call an Ambulance and Rainbow Radio or something like that. Reading Rainbow. I don't know what it was. Y'all, he went to the Costco. You know, he's up there in the Penis, Slivania, up there near Steve the Tater. Y'all, he at the Costco, he paid $4.62 a gallon for his gas. So there's not a winner. But y'all, came back and I put the items away in the refrigerator, and y'all, then I had a message from the Nip saying he was ready to go. So y'all went, picked up the Nip, and we were off. To the get Earl Grey washed, and then we went to the Vons East. Yes, Big Freddy. As a do on Hump Day, y'all went over to the Vons East. Y'all had to get provisions for right. In fact, y'all, there may be 8 of us this week. Y'all, they had the boil in the bag of boiled peanut kits on sale, so I got a thing of those. Y'all, they had the Nabisco toasted chips, buy one, get one free. I got the sweet habanero flavor. They had the Nabisco Nilla wafers. Buy one, get one free. Got one of those. They had the Nabisco Nutter Butter Bites. Buy one, get one free. Got one of those. Okay, I don't know what that is, but it was buy one, get one free. I don't know what that is. I'll have to come back to it. Got the... cans of crushed tomatoes. They were buy one, get one free. They had the marinara sauce. Buy one, get one free. They had the Vons East angel hair pasta for $1, so I got that. Y'all, live report. They were 75 cents a piece. They were 4 for $3, so I picked up a couple of those. Y'all, they had the pineapple chunks on sale. Got a container of those. Had the seasoned the meatballs there, and the kind of, they're not cooked, but they're papayaed area. So, and I've had those before. They're pretty good. Gonna fix those. Y'all picked up a navel orange in case I decide I'm gonna have me a little sangria with a slice of orange. Y'all got a container of grated Parmesan cheese. They had the tri-colored peppers on sale. Got a thing of those. Picked up a bag of onions. They had the Vons East mild Italian sausage on sale. Picked up a package of that. Y'all got a box of the three cheese garlic toast. Forgot to mention we're having that. And y'all, 2 different kinds of cheese for the cheese board. They were on sale. The horseradish cheddar and the smoked gouda with bacon.
y'all and picked up a package of Wright's Applewood bacon. Had a coupon for that. And y'all, they had the Pillsbury Grands biscuits. Buy one, get one free. Got one of those. Y'all, I spent $82.74, but I saved $40.86. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, and y'all, I figured out what that one thing was. Y'all, it was the Greenwise granola with blueberries. It was buy one, get one free. Y'all, it's pretty good as a little snicker snack. So y'all got home, put my provisions away, and y'all, while I was at the Sam's Club, y'all, gentleman caller from out of town was like, "Hey, Big Fatty, what are you doing?" And I said, "Well, I'm running errands, and I'll be home about 12:30 p.m. in the afternoon." And he says, "Okay, well, let me know when you get home, and you want to trade some pictures?" And I said, "Sure, y'all." I was stunned. My breath was taken away at the pictures, and and y'all, he saw Big Fatty's pictures, and it was like, "Okay, we've got to get together, y'all." Clearly, gentlemen call us for the blind, because y'all, I don't get it. But anyway, y'all, I got my provisions put away, and guess what? Yes, Big Fatty, we all know, but go ahead and play it.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud.
I'm fat and bald.
Fun and surprises. That's Mystery Date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, I know, squeaky gentleman caller. Y'all, when I say it was lovely, just lovely, y'all, this... very gifted, it was lovely, and it was lovely again, y'all. It was a double dipping, if you will. And y'all, he's in town for the week, doing work. 30 years old, and he said, "I'm coming back." When are you available? I said, "I'm retired, I have out of town company, but you know, I'll send them on their way." Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, one thing I forgot to mention, at the Bonzies, you know, they had a promotion that if you bought two foot-long submarine sandwiches by the end of May, you got a half of one for free. Well, y'all, I signed up to get my half of one. I got the chicken tender sub. You know, that's always a favorite. And y'all, I went to pick it up, you know, order it online, and went to pick it up. Y'all, they had made me a full-length one, so I'm getting two meals out of that. Big Fatty, that's an extra coupon, it's true. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Miss Bacon. Hadn't heard an epitome little show from her in a while, and Miss Bacon, what you been doing instead of recording?
Hey, Big Fatty.
The man who wears the star.
Fart pants.
Oh, the man who wears the star. Big Fatty, that was, you gave your gentleman caller a couple of gold
stars.
You
can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.